AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police are responding to a shooting at a 4th of July parade near Chicago in Highland Park, Illinois. The AP Shelley Adler has the story.
Authorities have not officially reported any casualties, but witnesses describe seeing bloodied bodies apparently covered with blankets. The Chicago Sun-Times reported that the parade began around 10 o'clock local time, but was suddenly halted 10 minutes later after shots were fired. Several witnesses told the newspaper that they heard gunfire. Hundreds of parade-goers, some visibly bloodied, fled the parade route, leaving behind chairs, baby strollers, and blankets.
Police told people in Highland Park, everybody disperse, please. It's not safe to be there. Police in Sacramento, California say one person was killed, four wounded in a shooting outside a downtown nightclub. Police in Denmark are all but ruling out the shooting deaths of three people at a Copenhagen mall was related to terrorism. The student was at the mall.
I feel really confused and sad and shocked that it happened.
Police believe the gunman acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random. Authorities say a black man was unarmed when Akron, Ohio police chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. But officers believed he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared he was preparing to fire again. Akron police released video of last month's shooting. Breakfast food giant Kellogg lost a legal bid to block new anti-obesity measures in England, banning the promotion of sugary cereals. The company that makes Cocoa Pops, Frosted Flakes, and Rice Krispies challenged the UK government over regulations taking effect in October. A Mexican army patrol was surrounded and attacked in the town of Altar. Altar is about 60 miles south of Arizona and has long been known as a staging ground for immigrant smuggling and is reportedly controlled by a local cartel. This is AP News. Flooding is a big problem in Australia.
More than 30,000 residents of Sydney and its surrounds have been told to evacuate or prepare to abandon their homes as Australia's largest city faces its fourth and possibly worst round of flooding in less than a year and a half. Days of torrential rain have caused dams to overflow and waterways to break their banks, bringing a new flood emergency to parts of the city of 5 million people. Officials say the current flooding might affect areas that were spared during the previous floods in March last year, March this year, and April. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Amber Heard's lawyers in Virginia have asked a judge to throw out the $10.35 million verdict against her in the defamation case filed by ex-husband Johnny Depp, arguing the verdict was not supported by the evidence and one of the jurors may not have been properly vetted by the court. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.